Let's do one on Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, McCarver, M-C-C-A-R-V-E-R, 5922, 1882. This is a 40-year-old woman who comes into bed complaining of numbness in both feet. Number one, right shoulder pain. Number two, fatigue. Number three, loss of appetite. Number four, not losing weight. Number five, muscle spasm. Number six, numbness and tingling. Number seven, feels like she's forgetful. Number 10, history headache. Number 11, dizziness. Number 12, nausea chronic. Number 13, and muscle spasms. Number 14, patient is 40 years old. She's married. She has no children. She works at home as a project manager, period. She does smoke 1.5 pack a day, but she doesn't drink alcohol. She lives with her husband. Family history, mom is okay, but she has back problems. Dad's alive with diabetes, cancer of the prostate, melanoma, grandparents, hypertension, breast cancer, diabetes, and in both grandparent, grandma and granddaddy. Mammogram up to date, colonoscopy 5 years ago, surgery, hysterectomy, only right, partial hysterectomy, only right ovary remains, cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy, surgery, penicillin, Bactrim, clindamycin, digoxin, Viaxin, sulfa drugs, methylprednisolone, immunization, 3 jabs for COVID given, medication, she takes Nexium, 40 milligram a day, Trazodone, 50 milligram for anxiety at nighttime, which she feels like is causing problems regarding forgetfulness. She also takes Topamax, 50 milligram twice a day per neurologist, Cyclobenzapril, 50 milligram as needed, and Zyrtec, 10 milligram as needed, magnesium, started this weekend. Also, she was taking Dimox, 250 milligram twice a day, which is slowly weaning herself off of, as the neurologist told her to do. Patient's medical problems, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, pseudotumor cerebri, PCOS, sleep apnea on CPAP, increased blood sugar, gastroesophageal reflux, muscle spasm, obesity, sleep apnea. What does this say?
Vitamin D deficiency.
Oh, vitamin D deficiency. Thank you. That's another issue that she has. On exam, we find Jennifer to weigh 291 pounds. Compared to a year ago, she's gained 4 pounds, 95%, 98.5, 16, 102, 143 over 90. Heart positive, 1 positive, 2 lungs, clear. Breath sounds slightly shallow. Abdomen is obese. There's tenderness noted in the upper and lower abdomen, but no rigidity, no rebound. Logical non-focal lower extremity has a 1+ edema. Skin shows no rash. Lymph nodes are shoddy lymphadenopathy in the neck, noted. Thyroid does not appear to be enlarged. Assessment, as far as her leg is concerned, I'm looking at her chart, and I'm very concerned that in 2020 she did have a blood sugar of 194. She never came back for follow-up. So I checked her sugar right away. It was 107, sorry. Next number patient did have a white count of 19,000, which she was told to go see a hematologist, which she did, and he wasn't concerned about it after he checked her in Kingwood, Texas. Next number, history of LFTs elevation related to fatty liver. That hasn't really changed much on the ultrasound that we did today. Nexium is as far as her reflux is concerned. Continue with Nexium. Next number is as far as the leg numbness and tingling is concerned. I'm concerned about this as a sinus neuropathy patient has had back problems before. She may need an MRI of her back, but before we start that, I have encouraged her to start exercising, losing weight. I started on Neurontin 100 milligram for 3 nights, then 300 milligram. Next number is, I'm hoping with the Neurontin she'll be able to get some better rest and be able to get her off the Trazodone. Next number, the Trazodone may be causing some of her forgetfulness, like she gave the dog food to the goat. No, the cat food to the goat and the goat food to the cat. Next number, pseudotumor cerebri, under care of a neurologist. Next number is headache, under care of a neurologist. Next number is slowly being tapered off Dimox. Next number is cyclobenzaprine given to her for muscle spasm may continue. Next number is some kind of anti-inflammatory she was given, which has not really helped her, has helped her leg pain, but hasn't really done anything for numbness and tingling. Next number is check hemoglobin A1C. Next number is we talked about patients, some patients with prediabetes develop symptoms of neuropathy. Next numbers, as far as tiredness and other symptoms, I'm concerned that may be related to her sleep apnea. She has a CPAP that she uses regularly and has an auto CPAP mode. She will try to use that more often and report to us next month or next week. Next numbers, check blood work. Next numbers, rule out perimenopausal symptoms, including which we'll check for FSH, LH, estradiol. Next number, check magnesium level. Patient requests. She feels like she may be low on magnesium. Next number is check B12. Next number is must quit smoking. Big letters. We talked about vaping because she doesn't want to use any medication, but vaping for only short time, like 3 months to quit smoking. Next number, check hemoglobin A1C. Next number is check thyroid in face of neuropathy. Next one is check vitamin D with history of vitamin D deficiency. Next one is check lipids in face of weight gain. Next number, we looked at her abdomen because of her generalized pain. Only fatty liver was noted. Kidney looked okay. Next number, as far as leg pain and arm pain is concerned, no PVD or DVT was noted. Next number, swelling in the lower extremity, multifactorial, rule out thyroid disease, maybe not working CPAP, may need to get a CPAP, sleep apnea company to look at that. Next number is nausea, continue with Nexium. Next number is headache per neurologist. Next number is vertigo. For this reason, we repeated her carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Next number is PCOS, 2.3 centimeter right side ovarian cyst noted. Next one is lymphadenopathy, no change. Next one is history of thyroid cyst resolved. Next one is vitamin D deficiency. Next number, we talked about intermittent fasting, drinking water, and walking. Next number, once again, we talked about smoking at length. Next number, a maintenance exam, mammogram up to date this year, colonoscopy up to date less than 5 years ago. This was done because of internal hemorrhoids. Next number of medications reviewed. Next number is check blood work. Next number is come back next week to go over the results. Thank you.